It's time once again for the St. Gabriel Radio Catholic High School Football Preview Show with your host, Douglas Sells. In studio with Doug is Ryan Baker. The Catholic High School Football Preview Show is brought to you by the Mount Carmel Foundation and the Bob Boyd Auto family. Now here's your host, Douglas Sells.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation and the Bob Boyd Auto family. Along with Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Douglas Sells. It was a great opening week of the high school football playoffs as Central Ohio's four teams went a perfect 4-0. Last week, in the first of our two playoff games of the week, Hartley led by 362 yards and five touchdowns from running back Marquette Dixon, knocked off Jonathan Alder 35-21 in round one of the Division IV playoffs. In our second playoff game of the week, DeSales jumped out to a 49-7 halftime lead and cruised to a 55-13 win over Sheridan in Division III. We had two winners in Division 6. Reedy intercepted a pass at the goal line on the final play of the game to hang on and top Hannibal River 28-21, and Newark Catholic used a balanced offensive attack to edge Bel Air 21-20. So it's on to round two, and we have two games for you again this weekend. Tonight, our crew heads to Sheridan High School for a huge Division 6 showdown as Reedy takes on Newark Catholic. Randy Reinhardt and Larry Wolf bring you the live play-by-play immediately following the preview show right here on AM 820 and online at stgabrielradio.com. Also tonight in Division 4, Hartley heads to Tiffin to take on the number one seed in their region, Port Clinton. And tomorrow here on AM 820, the Central Catholic League meets the City League as DeSales takes on Beechcroft at Westerville Central in round two of the D3 playoffs. Our coverage begins with the pregame at 6:45. Time for a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk with our coach, Larry Wolf, about last week's playoff doubleheader and get his thoughts on tonight's Reedy-Newark Catholic showdown and look ahead to tomorrow's DeSales Beechcroft matchup. You're listening to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Bob Boyd Auto Family is proud to bring you the Catholic High School Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Radio. This is Bobby Dawes inviting you to visit any of our fine dealerships for all of your sales and service needs. We have Ford, Mazda, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Lancaster, Ohio. Visit our Fiat studio on Scarborough Boulevard at 70 and Brace Road and test drive the Fiat 500 or the all-new four-door Fiat 500L. If it's true luxury you're after, visit Bob Boyd Lincoln at Sawmill and 270. Shop 24/7 at bobboyd.com. Good people, great deals.
Ganim Medical specializes in the sales, trade, and liquidation of new and pre-owned medical equipment. From a single exam table to an entire surgery center, Ganim Medical has the equipment you need at the best possible price. Ganim Medical has the largest inventory in the Midwest. Contact GanimMedical.com, mention this ad to receive a 10% discount on your initial order. That's Ganim Medical, GanimMedical.com.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio and online at stgabrielradio.com. Randy Reinhardt and Larry Wolf pulled double duty last weekend, bringing you Hartley's 35-21 win over Jonathan Alder Friday night and DeSales' dominating 55-13 win over Sheridan Saturday night in round one of the high school football playoffs. Larry joins us now on the preview show. And Larry, let's first talk about Hartley. Marquette Dixon rushed for 362 yards and five touchdowns. You've seen some great individual performances this season, but was that the best you've seen?
Well, that's the best I've seen this year. And I'll tell you something. When we said it on the radio several times, he runs angry. He runs like he doesn't want you to hit him. And if you have the audacity to try, he's going to hurt you for doing it. I mean, he's like at an angry streak. And, you know, he had 196 yards, I think, on like five carries or six carries and had three touchdowns in the first quarter. He could have rushed for whatever he wanted to rush for. If they had just given him the ball 30 times, he'd have probably 600 yards rushing because there was nothing Jonathan Alder could do to stop him. He was bigger, stronger, and faster than anybody they had on defense. So it was a fantastic performance.
You talk about that first quarter for Hartley. The Hawks jump out to that 21-0 lead. But as we've seen a couple times with them this year, Larry, some untimely turnovers plagued them. They let the Pioneers back in the game a little bit. How big of a concern is that for them moving forward?
Well, I don't know how big of a concern it is for them, but if I were, you know, Brad Birchfield, and I'm not, it would concern me not because Jonathan Alder ever had a chance to really beat them, but because they let them hang around. And as you do that, that means your starters are going to play a few more snaps than they might need to, and that always gives you the chance to get that one crazy little injury that could keep you from doing what you need to do. Hartley genuinely looked like they just kind of lost interest there because it was so easy in the first quarter. I know they didn't, but it just looked like they lost their edge, and they allowed John Benard to hang around. And you do that in the playoffs, every one of these teams can beat you. Every one of them can find a way to beat you. John Benard just couldn't get that done.
Certainly something to watch as the Hawks move forward. Joined by our color analyst, Larry Wolf. Larry also had the call of DeSales 55-13 romp over Sheridan Saturday night in the first round of the Division III playoffs. We've talked a lot about the Stallions' offense this year, Larry, but last week the defense held the Generals to just 127 yards in total offense, and they held explosive quarterback Devin Dupler in check, just 39 yards passing, minus 21 yards rushing, and they picked him off twice. Just how good was that DeSales defense last week?
Well, the DeSales defense has been a swarming, nasty group of players all year. Their front four is tremendous with Drew McLucky and Darrow on the outside, and then, of course, the big guys inside. The front four just dominate the line of scrimmage. They allow their linebackers to run free. And then, oh, by the way, if you should penetrate that, Velazquez comes out of the secondary, and he hits like a ton of bricks. And this kid is just a sophomore. He's fast. He's strong. And he reminds me a lot, and I don't mean the comparison in terms of, you know, the greatness, of the way like a Jack Tatum played, or a Fensick, or those guys that were just tremendous athletes in the secondary that never broke down to make a tackle. He never breaks down. He runs right through you. He just runs right through you, and it's just fun to watch him play.
We're speaking with our color analyst, Larry Wolf. He and Randy Reinhart pulling double duty for the second weekend in a row as they're on the call of Reedy Newark Catholic tonight, DeSales Beechcroft tomorrow. Now, we won't see the Silver Knights and the Green Wave square off very often, Larry. Would you like to see these two play more in the regular season, or maybe it wouldn't seem as special as it does tonight if they did?
Well, you know, these are two small Catholic schools that, you know, when Newark Catholic was in the Licking County League out there, it really wasn't in their best interest to play. And the reason is because they had a tough enough schedule. They didn't need to step up to another tough school that might, you know, not only inflict a loss, but it's a big physical, you know, historically Reedy's been a big physical kind of team that could, you know, play in the CCL and might, you know, bang you up a little bit. But now that it looks like, you know, Reedy's leaving the CCL, if you will, to be an adjunct member of another league, and Newark Catholic is still out there, it does make some sense. I'd love to see them play each other because they're rich traditions, they're good Catholic schools, and it would just be fun to watch these two great programs play against each other more often. Since I'm not coaching there anymore, by the way, it makes it even more fun.
Coach, tomorrow night, of course, DeSales takes on Beechcroft at Westerville Central in round two of the D3 playoffs. Can the Cougars score enough points to hang with DeSales?
No. Without elaborating, I just don't think they can. This is a Beechcroft team that finds a way to get things done. They're efficient at what they do, but they're not explosive enough. And DeSales, with their kicking game, they put you in a hole. They keep you in a hole with their defense. They force bad field position on you, and then they take advantage of it. So I don't think Beechcroft can score enough points to hang with DeSales, and I just think DeSales will walk into game three of the playoffs with probably a 38-7 kind of win.
All right, Coach. As always, thanks for joining us. We'll look forward to hearing you and Randy Reinhart both tonight and tomorrow night with our Games of the Week here on AM 820.
My pleasure, guys. And we'll see you again next week, we hope. All these Catholic schools win.
Larry Wolf and Randy Reinhart bring you two Catholic playoff games of the week again this weekend. It begins tonight in Division 6, Round 2, Reedy against Newark Catholic at Sheridan High School, beginning immediately after us right here on the preview show. Then tomorrow night, it's Randy and Larry at Westerville Central, where DeSales takes on Beechcroft in Round 2 of Division 3. Our coverage begins at 6:45 tomorrow with the pregame show right here on AM 820. And stay tuned after the game tonight for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by This Week Sports. Our very own Ryan Baker and This Week Sports editor Lee Cochran will give you all the playoff scores and talk with the winning coaches from the area. You can be a part of the show. Tweet us your scores at AM820 Scoreboard, and you can get all the scores on our website, AM820Scoreboard.com. Time for a break. When we come back, we'll speak with Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield and Hawks retiring assistant coach Chuck Wooten. Then it's the sales head man Ryan Wiggins and Stallions lineman Luke Barber. It's straight ahead on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio's High School Football Preview Show.
Because you and the sunrise have a lot in common, the hope of a new day and brighter tomorrows. And because you, like the sun, can light up the whole world too. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason we offer the very best in patient-centered cancer care. Why we provide a special certified nurse navigator to guide and comfort you every step of the way. and why we hold dedicated cancer conferences led by top specialists to ensure the best treatment plan for each newly diagnosed patient. You are the reason we provide social workers and dietitians especially for cancer patients, and why we offer education, support groups, and survivorship programs during and after treatment to help you live your new life. Because with each new day, with every sunrise, some people just can't imagine the world without you in it. Mount Carmel, because of you. Learn more about our patient-centered care at mountcarmelhealth.com.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation and the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Along with Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Douglas Sells. Bishop Hartley moves on to round two of the Division IV playoffs with a 35-21 win over Jonathan Alder last Friday night. Hawks head coach Brad Birchfield joins us now on the preview show. And Coach Marquette Dixon runs for 362 yards in all five of your touchdowns. Where does that performance rank on the list of all-time great games for a Hartley Hawk?
I knew you were going to ask that as I could hear the question coming out. And, I don't know, but I should know. We have extensive records that we kind of, Coach Geyer and I both worked on putting together. I think it's at the top, but I don't know off the top of my head. It was a great game, definitely the top for a playoff performance. So now you start talking about playing your best against really good people. It was an awesome performance. He was really fantastic. Put him over 1,800 yards. I know his goal is to be over 2,000, and we want to see him do that.
Coach, the outcome of the game last Friday may not have been as close, but turnovers and miscues helped keep Alder in the game. They've kind of plagued you a couple times this season, and that's very uncharacteristic of one of your teams. How concerned are you with this, and what, if anything, can you do in practice to help out?
Well, you're always concerned, and you're always harping on it, and it's something that it's really been sporadic. You know, we opened up the first 3 weeks of the season, I think, without turning the football over, and then we had a couple crucial ones against St. Francis de Sales, which were really harmful in the game, had a couple against St. Charles, and then we kind of went on another run through the rest of the year where we didn't have any for almost 4 weeks, and then last week, had one missed exchange, one lost snap, and one interception, and the other was an onside kick. So it was a myriad of problems, but each of them were kind of individual to themselves. But we keep working on it, keep harping on it. You know, it's an imperfect game. I know everybody wants it to be perfect, and we certainly want it to be perfect, but it's an imperfect game that we keep chipping away at.
We're joined by Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield on the preview show tonight as Hawks at Tiffin Columbian tonight to take on Region 14 number one seed Port Clinton in round two of the Division IV playoffs. Last year in round one, you beat the Redskins 58-25, Brad. What do you remember about that game, and is there anything you take away from it that can help you tonight?
You know, they scored, I think we scored the first play of the game, and then they went right down and scored, hit us on a deep ball, went for two, got it. We were down 8-7 close to the end of the first quarter, and then had a huge second quarter where momentum really got rolling. Obviously, it's two brand-new teams. It's two different teams. I think in some ways they're better than they were a year ago. They have a great, great tailback who's had a fantastic year. But they have a new quarterback, and he's a different type of player than they were a year ago. A little more aggressive on defense. But the big thing for us is how we play. You know, we've got to do a great job of covering their great receiver without kind of vacating the box and vacating guys off their great running back. We've got to commit a lot of players to their running back. And then offensively, we have to be strong at the point of attack. They're big, strong, physical kids who are pretty athletic as well. We can't let them stretch us out.
Coach, you talked about Port Clinton running back Emerson Lowe. He was the Sandusky Bay Conference Offensive Player of the Year, rushing for over 1,200 yards and 15 scores. Last week in their win over Benjamin Logan, he gained 186 yards and had two touchdowns. Is he the key to stopping and shutting down their offense?
We think so. You know, the people we obviously, as all coaches do, you reach out to their opponents during this time of the year and you see what people say about them, what people thought about them. And everybody I talked to a man, you know, they had different views of maybe how they were of their receivers or offensive line or defense. But everybody to a man talked about what a great player number seven was, this low kid. So we've got to commit, you know, our inside linebackers and defensive line to stopping him. And we focus on that all week.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to join us. Good luck tonight against Port Clinton in round two of the Division IV playoffs.
All right, thank you.
Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield, Hawks assistant coach and line coach Chuck Wooten, who's been at Hartley since 1995, is retiring after 40 years as a high school coach at the end of this season. Our Ryan Baker spoke with Coach Wooten about his career and what he's going to do with his newfound free time.
Coach, you opened up the playoffs last week with a nice 35-21 win over Jonathan Alder. You're the line coach out here. How did you like to play in the trenches?
We played fairly well. We had to make some adjustments and they were very aggressive. They have a solid line, and they have a good running attack. So on both sides of the ball, defensively, we held them down a little bit. They had their breaks, and but a good football team is going to find a way to do it. Offensively, we made a few adjustments, and Coach Sawyer does a great job with the offensive line. And we came through and made some adjustments, held onto the ball. I think if we don't turn it over, the game's a little different, but that's part of the game. We just can't turn it over.
Most of the coaching staff out here at Hartley, very fiery, but you especially. You're always one of the louder ones, yelling at the guys, getting them fired up. Has that always been your style?
Yeah, it has. I've been fairly vocal. I'm not a stand around, and not say much. I'll say things that to get their attention. And I want them to know this is a game that you have to play with a little liveliness and a little enthusiasm. This is not tennis. So, you got to have a little fire in you and you have to go after people. And I think the kids know where I'm coming from and they know it's not personal. Sometimes you even say something to them that, I was just trying to motivate them to get the best out of them.
This is your last season coaching after 40 years doing it. And your 40 years, what are some of the changes that you've seen in the game and kids in general?
Well, obviously the offenses, the spread offenses that they have now. I've been through the wing tee. I've been through the straight tee. We've seen the wishbone option that we've been through. We've been through the West Coast offense, and we've gotten into the spread now. And so you've had to change the way that you teach the techniques to adapt to the team that you're playing against or the offense that you're playing against. So it's been a little bit of a whirlwind. I've been very fortunate to have coached under and coached with some very, very good coaches, some of them Hall of Fame, and I've been fortunate to have good kids. I guess my wife says that I do this because I never grew up, so I've had some very good kids that I've had play for me that I really appreciate them. They've done all the work.
You've been here at Hartley since 95, you were saying. Just how special is this place to you?
This is a fantastic place. I was telling somebody I can't find anything that I can say negative about Bishop Hartley. My two sons graduated from here. Both of them were multi-sport athletes. They came from actually public school and middle school, and we've loved it out here. It's the involvement of the community. The school is like the real world. There's everybody out here. Everybody's friendly. It's just a great place. The athletics are great. The facilities are great. We've seen progress. I know my two sons are kind of frustrated sometimes because the facilities have gotten so good now compared to when we first started. But Bishop Hartley is a paradise out here. It's a really good place. I'm gonna miss it a lot.
You mentioned your sons, Randy, one of the coaches on the staff too.
Yeah.
How fun has that been coaching with your son?
That has been fun. That's been a lot of fun. I got one. Randy, my oldest son, he's our junior varsity coach and also coaches wide receivers. And my grandson, who's 10 years old, is one of the ball boys. And I think one of my more favorite pictures that I have on my wall at home is somebody took a picture of all three of us leaning over the sideline watching the game. And that really kind of hits me because that's the one reason I say, okay, it's time to get out now, But it's that has been a lot of fun to be able to walk on the field with them.
I'm sure that's an awesome moment, something that you guys will cherish forever. Since 09, the run Hartley has here in football has been amazing. What has that been like?
It has been amazing, like you said. The coaches came in, new coaches. Actually, I had decided to when Dick said he was going to, or Dick Geyer was going to resign. That was 30 years, and I figured that was enough, and I'd make a move. And I talked to Coach Birchfield, and he wanted me to stay. These guys know football in and out. They are Hartley football 24/7. It's been good because I'm one of those people that when we're in, we're all in. And the staff works hard. This is one of the greatest staffs I've worked with. It's been a great run. When we won the first state title, I kind of had to keep my emotion because it made me think about my high school coach, Paul Hudson, who got me into coaching. And he had passed away like in the last year before that, and I wish he had been around long enough to see that. But it does bring back a lot of memories. I see kids that have played for me who unfortunately, they have kids that are playing now, so I see them at games, you know. But this has been a great run. I mean, to win two titles, to be state runner-up, to be in the semifinals the other years that we weren't there, you know, I'd like to – it would be nice to win another four games here and finish it off the right way.
Last question for you, Coach. After 40 years, what are you going to do next year when football season comes around and there's no coaching to do?
Well, I'm going to try to get as many blisters on my hand. I'm going to swing my golf clubs almost every day, and my three of my five grandkids are into athletics, so I'll be at a lot of games, and I will miss it. I told them, there's no, you can't do something for 40 years and not miss it, but you know when it's time to go, and it's time to go.
And I'm sure you'll be the biggest cheerleader out here.
And yeah, I'm going to have a reserved seat in the corner of the bleachers at the top row, out away from everybody, and just eat my popcorn and watch the game.
Well, that's awesome. Coach, congratulations on a great 40-year career, and hopefully you guys do go out with that state title.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Our thanks to Ryan Baker and Hartley assistant coach Chuck Wooten. We wish him the best, and we wish him a long run into the postseason. The Hawks continue that postseason run tonight against Port Clinton. DeSales, meanwhile, goes to 11-0 on the year with a 55-13 win over Sheridan in round one of the Division III playoffs last Saturday night. Stallions head coach Ryan Wiggins joins us now on the preview show. And coach, Sheridan quarterback Devin Dupler put up huge numbers this season, but your defense held him to just 39 yards passing, minus 21 yards rushing, and you picked them off twice. What was your defense able to do to shut Dupler and that offense down?
I thought we got a great pass rush with our defensive line, and when we weren't just doing it with our defensive line, we were bringing different pressures, and we were able to bring different pressures from different areas and really keep him off balance. I thought he was pretty good at improvising and pretty good at, you know, breaking a tackle and getting out of the pocket and making plays downfield and all that kind of stuff. So our main goal was not to allow that. Our main goal was to try to contain him and make him make difficult throws. It worked well. I mean, we were physical when we got to him a few times. When we didn't get to him, we at least hurried him. We were able to get our hands on balls. We were able to pick him off. So plan worked really well. Kids executed the plan really well.
Coach, pretty much every week we could just do our interview with you about Alonzo Booth. Last week he rushes for 164 yards and four touchdowns, breaking two more school records. He becomes the single-season touchdown leader with 33 and the career rushing leader at DeSales with 2,838 yards. What he's done, how impressive is that, especially considering that he's only been at the school for two seasons?
Well, you know, I think what's even more impressive is we figured it out the other day when you talk about the amount of games where we've been fortunate enough to be ahead and in a running clock situation and we've pulled people out. He's missed through a 10-game season, he missed 12 quarters of football.
Wow.
And that's three games.
Wow.
So, you know, and again, that's being smart, that's being healthy, that's playing younger guys and all that. So he's done a great job. I mean, when you look at the time of possession on our stats, you would think we weren't a good team because – we don't have the ball near as much as the opponents, but we're scoring fast, you know, and obviously you want to score. But it's just the way things have went has been strange. But Alonzo, what an incredible talent, and real proud, as I've said before, to see the work he put in and what he's done over the last year in terms of trying to lead and trying to overcome some of the things that he needed to overcome and all that kind of stuff in his game. And he's just done a great job, and credit the people around him as well. And he's been good, and our team has been good, so it's a win-win for everybody.
We're joined by DeSales head coach Ryan Wiggins. His Stallions battling Beechcroft at Westerville Central tomorrow night in round two of the Division III playoffs. It's our second of two playoff games of the week right here on AM 820 and stgabrielradio.com. And last week's 19-15 win over Eastmore, Beechcroft quarterback Kyle Barrett left the game in the first quarter with an ankle injury. He came back in late to lead them on the game-winning drive. Their offense really struggled to move the ball without him. So how vital is he to their success?
Well, he's really good. I mean, he's a dangerous guy. He throws the ball so well and runs very well, very athletic, tall, has good vision, has good arm, has a big arm, can stretch the field, can make the intermediate throws, and then again what he can do with his feet. So I think he's a great weapon, but I also think they have weapons everywhere. I mean, each one of their skilled guys worries me, whether it's a receiver or running back. They have speed, they have good lateral quickness. You know, they do so well in space. All of their guys are dangerous. And so, yeah, the quarterback has made a lot of that happen. And whether or not he's 100%, I don't know. I don't know if we'll know until the game occurs, but he's collectively, they're such a good team. And then what gets understated so much is how good they are on defense. They're unbelievable on defense, not just their scheme and their coaching and all that, but their physicality, the way they run to the ball. They're a very complete football team.
Coach, you guys had a key injury last week as well when Brian Asamoah went down on the first drive of the second half. What's Brian's status for tomorrow and moving forward here?
Well, you know, I say in the playoffs, all hands on deck. You know, there's no tomorrow, so there's no reason to hold back or anything like that. But he's dealing with, I mean, he's working through this ankle injury as well as he can, trying to rehab. But you got to be able to do your job as well. So that'll be something we'll continue to try to evaluate. I mean, right up to the last minute. You know, good player. Attrition is part of football. We've been fortunate in that area this year, but if he can't go, then next man up. And again, that's just going to be how he feels at the very last minute. So we'll play that by ear.
Okay, Coach. Thanks for joining us. As always, good luck tomorrow against Beechcroft.
Okay, guys. Thanks a lot.
DeSales head coach Ryan Wiggins. We talked with Coach about the great play of his defense last week, and the defensive line gets that all going. Our Ryan Baker spoke with Stallion senior lineman Luke Barber earlier this week.
Luke, a big 55-13 win over Sheridan last week in round one of the playoffs. How much better does a win in the playoffs feel than the regular season?
It feels great. Any win feels amazing, but when you get in the playoffs, everything means that much more. And when you're able to win in the playoffs, you just know that you earned another week, and that's all you got. So you have to keep working to try to keep moving forward.
Two-year starter on the defensive line last week, you held a pretty good Sheridan offense in check, held him to 127 yards, and their quarterback, Devin Dupler, just 39 yards passing and minus 21 yards rushing. How good did you guys play defensively last week?
We tried to play fundamental and tried to play physical. They were a very good offense, and they had a lot of Dupler's a very good quarterback, and they had a lot of weapons around him, and we just tried to do our job and everybody do their job, and you know, everybody bought in, and we ended up playing pretty well.
The team as a whole has played great all year, 11-0, you know, heading into week 12. How much better, though, have you guys gotten from week one against Lancaster to right now heading into the Beechcroft game?
I think we have gotten better every week. The one thing that we try to focus on is not getting complacent and to try to keep working to get better, and because we know the one time we get comfortable is when we get beat. So the more that we keep working for the next week and keep trying to improve is when we'll find success.
A lot of times the guys on the defensive line, especially on the interior of the line, they don't get a lot of credit because they're taking the shots to free up the Ryan Corcorans and the Ty Van Fossens and the Jaron Nobles and thing like that. Is that tough sometimes, or do you still get that gratification knowing that you did your job when they're making those plays?
Just playing and being on the field and playing with all those guys is a lot of fun. You know, it's fun to watch when you're on the field having a blur go past you, you know, if it's Cork or Ty or Noble or somebody like that. And, I mean, Darius and Drew and Darrow, they make a ton of plays themselves. So I think that we all enjoy our job and that we try to do it to the best of our ability to help those guys out.
You guys take on Beechcroft this week up at Westerville Central. It's our second of two CCL games of the week here on AM 820. Is it nice that you got another week where you don't have to travel real far?
Yeah, it is pretty nice. You know, anytime you have to travel, it's just kind of one more thing that you have to prepare for. So not having to worry about that is pretty nice, and having it in Westerville is pretty cool too.
This Beechcroft team is 10-1. They're very explosive, led by their quarterback, Kyle Barrett. He's coming off of a little bit of an ankle injury here, leg injury, so not really sure what his status is for this week. But what are you guys going to have to do to keep an explosive offense, again, in check?
Absolutely. I mean, they have athletes all over the field, so we just have to, again, focus on doing our job and everybody doing their assignment and not trying to make a play for somebody else, because that's when a big play happens. So everybody just doing their job and focusing on, you know, just trying to contain their speed as best as possible.
Could you have imagined going out your senior year a better way than you guys have this year so far?
You know, we all work for it, you know, from sophomore year or even starting freshman year. Every day in the weight room and all that stuff is what you think about and what your goal is. And for it to starting to come true, it's a pretty cool feeling.
Well, Luke, thanks a lot for this. Really appreciate it. Good luck this Saturday night when you guys take on Beechcroft.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Our thanks to DeSales senior Luke Barber and our Ryan Baker for that. The Stallions take on Beechcroft tomorrow night in round two of the Division III playoffs, a game you can hear right here on AM 820, beginning with the pregame show at 6:45. When we come back on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation and the Bob Boyd Auto Family, we'll talk with Newark Catholic head coach Bill Franks. Then it's Reedy head coach Brian Cross and Silver Knights safety Kevin Morrison.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
Bob Boyd Auto Family is proud to bring you the Catholic High School Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Radio. This is Bobby Dawes inviting you to visit any of our fine dealerships for all of your sales and service needs. We have Ford, Mazda, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Lancaster, Ohio. Visit our Fiat studio on Scarborough Boulevard at 70 Embrace Road and test drive the Fiat 500 or the all-new four-door Fiat 500L. If it's true luxury you're after, visit Bob Boyd Lincoln at Sawmill and 270. Shop 24/7 at bobboyd.com. Good people, great deals.
This is listener-supported WVSG Columbus, Ohio, the home for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
We're back on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, and online at stgabrielradio.com. Newark Catholic had to come from behind three times last Saturday to knock off Bel Air 21-20 in round one of the Division VI playoffs. Green Wave head coach Bill Franks joins us now on the preview show. And coach, your team overcomes deficits of 7-0, 13-7, and 20-14 to get the win. What does that say about the fight in this team?
Well, you know, again, we say this a lot. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. And, you know, we've been through a lot. We played five playoff teams, you know, and we have 275 kids in our school. A lot of times folks we're playing have 1,200, and we like it that way. We like to play up and play tough, and we've made it through the injury bug, and we're getting more healthy, and we showed great resolve and tremendous just poised last week to, you know, get that win on the road against Bel Air. That's a traditional D4 power, and you know their town's gotten a little smaller, but they have tremendous pride in their football program.
Coach, in the second half, Kyle Gibson rushes for 184 of his 199 yards. Your defense gets four of their six sacks, and you completely shut down their rushing game. What adjustments did you guys make at halftime?
Well, we got their attention, and we said we'll be back after we got their attention. And then, you know, we just made nice adjustments, you know, a couple twists, a couple of different things defensively, played, you know, the coverage a little different. You have to give Bel Air credit. They were finding an open area in our zone. You know, offensively, you know, honestly, it was just more than anything just about getting the ball. We didn't really have the ball in the first half, and in the second half, because we were able to get those defensive stops, we had the ball and, you know, we capitalized and, you know, just probably blocked a little bit longer and, you know, tweaked a couple of schemes blocking-wise.
We're joined on the preview show by Newark Catholic head coach Bill Franks. His Green Wave taking on Reedy tonight in round two of the Division VI playoffs. You can hear the game right here on AM 820 and online at stgabrielradio.com immediately following the preview show. You scrimmaged Reedy over the summer. Is there anything you can take away from that that might help you tonight, coach?
Well, you know, it was pretty even up scrimmage. You know, they're coached well. We think we're coached well. You know, they have tough kids. We have tough kids. We're going to just have to make them earn everything and you know, just understand that gang tackling and good fundamentals can slow up a great back in a Devin Dukes. And, you know, he's the real deal. And their coach, Brian Cross, you know, he's, you know, been at Grove City and Canton McKinley and, you know, he's time-tested with a great staff. So we're excited to match wits with a great coaching staff and tough kids, and should be a great night of football there in Sheridan.
Coach, you mentioned Devin Dukes. He's a big physical runner. Does it help your defense that they face a similar-sized running back in practice every day going against Kyle Gibson?
Well, you know, you bring up a good point. We don't really run their style in that, you know, we're not under center too tights, you know, like we used to be. But, yeah, they are used to
tackling a bigger kid. And our kids, you know, one thing about North Catholic kids, we don't get intimidated and we won't back down. And I know their mantra is the same thing there on the west side. So it should be a classic small school Catholic matchup.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to join us. Good luck tonight against Reedy in round two of the Division VI playoffs.
Go green and go Bucks.
Newark Catholic head coach Bill Franks, the Green Wave, taking on Reedy at Sheridan High School tonight in the first of our two playoff games of the week this weekend right here on AM 820. Speaking of the Silver Knights, they made it into tonight's matchup by knocking off the number one seed in Region 23, Hannibal River, 28-21 last Friday on the road. Reedy head coach Brian Cross joins us on the preview show. And coach, you had a 21-7 lead in the third quarter, but you needed an interception on the final play at the goal line to preserve the win. How are you feeling in the fourth quarter of that game as River was coming back?
Well, you know, we fumbled the football in our own territory, and they scooped it up and took it in for a score, and it made it 21-14. So, and then right at the end of the game, we had a third down, and I think it was 9, and we picked up the first down, and we fumbled the ball at the end of the play to give them the opportunity at the end of the game to tie it up. So it was a little nerve-wracking. I thought we played extremely well, especially on defense. We were able to limit their quarterback. I don't think he had any big long runs or long pass plays, maybe one long pass play, but our defense played exceptional. But, yeah, it was a little hectic at the end of that game for sure.
Now, Coach, late in the game, your star tailback, Devin Dukes, had to be helped off the field with an ankle injury. What's the update on Devin's status for tonight's game?
Well, he dinged his ankle up a little bit, and it's going to be a game time decision on whether or not we're going to be able to play him. So he's been rehabbing it all week, and he looks pretty good, but we really won't know till tonight.
We're speaking with Reedy head coach Brian Cross, his Silver Knights at Thornville Sheridan High School tonight to take on Newark Catholic in round two of the Division VI playoffs. You can hear it live right here on AM 820 and online at stgabrielradio.com immediately following the preview show. That Newark Catholic offense, very balanced, coached, maybe the most balanced you've faced this season. How difficult is it to stop that kind of offense when you can't key on just one segment?
Well, you know, they're a spread offense that has one back in the backfield, and he's a good one. He's a big, strong kid. And then they have two receivers that they seem to be the go-to guys. So, yeah, I mean, they keep you off balance, that's for sure, because of their run-pass percentages. I think it's close to 50% run versus pass. So it makes it more difficult to defend, that's for sure. Once again, the big thing for us will be not to give up the big play, to make them execute 14, 15 play drives and hopefully try to force them into a mistake. They're a very well-coached football team, and they're a solid football team all the way around. But defensively, I think if we can eliminate the big play, force them to keep snapping the ball, we give ourselves a chance.
Coach, every playoff game is huge, but is it a little more special when you're facing a team that has the history that Newark Catholic does?
You know, without a doubt, as many state championships as they've won, and I'm real good friends with J.D. Graham and as a coach at Eastmore and when I was at Grove City. Every Saturday night that they played, I drove down there and watched them play, and the way their fans supported their football team and the tradition that they had, it was very exciting. So it's a great opportunity to play them. I think our kids were looking forward to playing them, and I'm sure their kids were looking forward to playing us, so it should be a great football game, and we talked about their tradition, and I think when looking back, we've played them, I think the last three times Bishop Reedy has gotten the best of them, so I'm sure their kids know that, and they're as excited about playing us as we are playing them.
All righty, Coach, thanks for taking the time to join us. Good luck tonight against Newark Catholic in round two of the Division VI playoffs, a game you can hear right here on AM 820.
Thanks, guys.
Reedy head coach Brian Cross. We talked with Coach about the challenge his defense will face tonight. Our Chris Higgins spoke with Silver Knights safety Kevin Morrison earlier this week.
Kevin, you guys traveled over to Hannibal, Ohio to take on River High School in a 1-8 matchup where you guys were the 8th seed, taking on the number 1 seed. You guys pretty much kind of controlled the game. A few blunders there at the end and made it close. How good did it feel knocking off the number 1 seed in your region?
It felt amazing. Coming in to the playoffs since the first time since my freshman year. It was truly, I'll remember for the rest of my life.
Speaking of memories, you've got one for the rest of your life. With up 28-21, they had the ball. You intercept the ball at the one-yard line with no time remaining. Tell me about your thoughts before the play and what your guys' plan was against their obviously you knew they were going to throw to the end zone, but yes, talk about more about your guys' plan on that last play.
Well, I just try to keep my brothers calm. I wasn't really worried because I felt that we were about to win, so I just got my brothers together and we did a pretty good job covering the play, and obviously we got the interception, and then we celebrated.
How good did it feel like when that ball hit your hands?
Oh, it was amazing. I ran over to our crowd. It was so special.
Now this week you guys move on. You play Newark Catholic. Obviously they're a Central Ohio Catholic team. You know, there is some history with the schools. They come off a 21-20 win against Belair. What have you seen on the tape about Newark Catholic?
Well, they're a spread team. They like to pass the ball. They got a 2-10 running back. We've seen them in the preseason when we scrimmaged them, and we know a lot about them.
Their quarterback, Hunter Chapman, he ended up throwing for 171 yards in the last game with a touchdown. Mm-hmm. We all know about their strong running game with Kyle Gibson. Mm-hmm. What have you seen on Chapman that makes him so efficient?
He's a really good passer. He knows how to find who's open, and he gets the ball to him, and he's a really good quarterback.
Well, Roddy, good luck here in week number 12, and continue on through the playoffs.
Thank you.
Our thanks to Bishop Reedy safety Kevin Morrison and our Chris Higgins. The Silver Knights take on Newark Catholic tonight in round two of the Division 6 playoffs. It's the first of two playoff games of the week here on AM 820 this weekend, and it gets underway right after the preview show, which we'll wrap up right after this.
Because your heart is what really makes your world go round, and because you have touched the hearts of others in ways no one else can. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason we are constantly adopting new heart care treatments. Why we've assembled the best in the treatment of heart and vascular disease. And why we provide specially trained clinicians for the most serious heart patients. So you can receive the special care you need every step of the way, through your hospital treatment and after you return home, so you can get back to the life you love. At Mount Carmel, you'll receive the best heart care from a dedicated team that's always focused on you. Because there's no one else like you, and no other heart quite like yours. Mount Carmel, because of you. Learn more about our patient-centered care at mountcarmelhealth.com.
Bob Boyd Auto Family is proud to bring you the Catholic High School Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Radio. This is Bobby Dawes inviting you to visit any of our fine dealerships for all of your sales and service needs. We have Ford, Mazda, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Lancaster, Ohio. Visit our Fiat studio on Scarborough Boulevard at 70 Embrace Road and test drive the Fiat 500 or the all-new four-door Fiat 500L. If it's true luxury you're after, visit Bob Boyd Lincoln at Sawmill and 270. Shop 24/7 at bobboyd.com. Good people, great deals.
The Bob.
Four of Central Ohio's Catholic high school football teams are on to round two of the playoffs. Three of them play tonight. In Division Four, Hartley takes on Port Clinton at Tiffin Columbian. And in our first playoff game of the week, Reedy battles Newark Catholic at Thornville Sheridan in round two of the Division Six playoffs. Randy Reinhart and Larry Wolf bring you all the live play-by-play right here on AM 820 next. Then tomorrow night, the crew heads to Westerville Central High School, where DeSales takes on Beechcroft in round two of the Division III playoffs, and live here on AM 820, beginning with the pregame show at 6:45. Don't forget, after the game tonight, it's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by This Week Sports. Ryan Baker and Lee Cochran will give you all the playoff scores from around the state and talk with the winning Central Ohio coaches, as well as preview some of tomorrow's games. If you have a score, tweet it to us at AM 820 Scoreboard and check out our website, am820scoreboard.com. That'll do it for us on the preview show. For Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Douglas Sells. Thanks for listening to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show all season long. And enjoy the games, everybody.
Ganim Medical specializes in the sales, trade, and liquidation of new and pre-owned medical equipment. From a single exam table to an entire surgery center, Ganim Medical has the equipment you need at the best possible price. Ganim Medical has the largest inventory in the Midwest. Contact GanimMedical.com. Mention this ad to receive a 10% discount on your initial order. That's Ganim Medical, G-A-N-I-M-M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com.
Bob Boyd Auto Family is proud to bring you the Catholic High School Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Radio. This is Bobby Dawes inviting you to visit any of our fine dealerships for all of your sales and service needs. We have Ford, Mazda, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Lancaster, Ohio. Visit our Fiat studio on Scarborough Boulevard at 70 Embrace Road and test drive the Fiat 500 or the all-new four-door Fiat 500L. If it's true luxury you're after, visit Bob Boyd Lincoln at Sawmill and 270. Shop 24/7 at bobboyd.com. Good people, great deals.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valente and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.